invested for 5 years, he got the loan for that. He doesn't say,
so there's a medrash in Parsha Shmos, and the emphasis is that the medrash is a shocking medrash because it looks like Mesach calls something which is a nice thing to do. It says Vayhi bayomah mehein vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echo vayar b'sav loisom. Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the palace of Paro. Vayetze el echo, he went out. That means he stepped out of his own life. Vayar b'sav loisom, and he saw the sevel of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash that just like you left all your business that you had, you were sitting nicely in the house of Paro, living well, and you left it. You walked out of the house of Paro. Vayetze, says in the pasuk, Vayetze. That means he was somewhere, and he left the somewhere, and he went to see the sevel of Klal Yisrael. So too says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to leave the entire Bria and talk to you. So the Medrash says that the Zchiyah that Moshe Rabbeinu got to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because he was Vayar B'Sav Leisam. He went to see what's Tutzach with the Klal Yisrael, what's doing with them, what's doing with my brothers, as they state in Rashi. This is Medrash. All the Balei Musar bring it down. Medrash says before Medrash on the Pasuk. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to leave everything and talk to you upon him, because you did a Maisa Chesed, you went to see what's doing with Klal Yisrael. Chesed's a very nice thing. Right? Oh, but because of that, you're Zeicha to become Moshe Rabbeinu. That guy volunteers Chai Lifeline. Gives out bananas in nursing homes on Fridays. It's a Shein Azach. How do you become Moshe Rabbeinu because of that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you went and bothered, I'm gonna, what do you call it? But there's a Diyuk in Rashi, there's a Gevaldik in Rashi here. Rashi says, Vayar b'siv loisam, he saw their sevel, Nosan einov v'liboy liyos meitzer aleim. Nosan einov v'liboy liyos meitzer aleim. He had tsar for them. What's the lashon of einov v'liboy? So the Chazal brings down, Rabbi Ruchin brings down over here, the Medrash says that when he saw a Yid schlepping, he said, come, let me schlep along with you. It's too heavy for you. I'll help you. Oh, but that's not what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Nosan Einov Aliboy. What's Einov Aliboy? Einov is a person's seichel. Liboy is a person's heart. Nosan Einov Aliboy means that Moshe Rabbeinu took his whole existence, and he took his whole mahus, his whole intellect, his seichel, and his emotion, and his regesh, and he completely gave it over to Meitzalim. Einov v'libo, everything. It wasn't Stam Epes Azach that he felt bad. He cried, he saw something. And it wasn't only intellectually. That means Moshe Rabbeinu came and gave over his whole zich to the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. Completely. Every fiber of his being was given over. Einov v'libo. His seichel, his heart, his regesh, his emotions. Everything was given over Klal Yisrael. He was mevatel himself completely. It wasn't how much he helped. It wasn't how much money he donated. It wasn't how many hours he schlepped bricks. It was the Nosan Ein of Libo. It was the fact that he gave over his whole being, his seichel and his regesh for Klal Yisrael. A complete bittul. That nekuda of his ba'alus of the zich, that means there's nothing left of me. I'm totally there for Yenim. With that, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha. You don't exist. You're completely mevatel yourself, every fiber of your being, every part of you, for Yenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the person who I could talk to. You're the person who could become an Anav. You're the person who can become bottle to me. Because you don't live for yourself. It's the same way you're Nasan Einav Aliboy for another Yid. You're Nasan Einav Aliboy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very interesting lashon. I don't know exactly what the pshat is. In the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, it says that it's brought in Chazal, this is the beginning of the Gula. Ve'etzei Moshe, he went out to see, and from there it started. It's very interesting that the Golus started with the same lashon. In Parshas Vayechi, it says Loma Parshas Ustuma. Why is Parshas Vayechi a sosum? It's closed up. V'shekivah sheniftar Yaakov Avinu nistumu einayim v'libam shal Yisrael. It's the same lashon. The einayim and the libam of Klal Yisrael got closed up. It was nistam. It got closed up. And Moshe Rabbeinu's action of caring for another yid opened up the einayim v'libam. The goal started with a nistam einayim v'libam. Vayechi says it was a shutdown. And the Golus, the Geula started with a small act of Vinodum Lachaveiroi, that Moshe Rabbeinu went out, V'nosan Eino V'liboi. He opened up the pipelines again of feeling for another Yid. And B'makam, where there was a feeling for another Yid, B'makam, where there was a Eineyem, there was a Seichel, he put thought into it. Vos Kenechton, what can I do that Yene Yid should have better? And Alibim, and he felt their pain. That advice is, that's the beginning of the Geula, that somebody in Klal Yisrael opened, stepped out of himself, and wasn't only thinking about himself. And it was with this chus of Nosan Eino V'liba Elias Meitzer Aleim, he was zoicha to pawn him upon him Dibur Hashem. That's what the Medrash says. That means that as long as a person is wrapped up in himself, and as long as a person is not, that means shteito in this Medrash are shocking zach. That without tikkun hamidus. Tikkun Amidus means that a person is wrapped up in himself, is only thinking about himself. His whole life, there's no Avodas Hashem. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Nosan Eino V'liboi Liyos Meitzer Aleihem was absolute, so the result, the Dveikus Takadosh Baruch Hu that came was absolute. However, what we see over here is that there's no Mokum for Avodas Hashem, and there's no Mokum for Dveikus Hashem, and there's no Mokum for Torah. If it doesn't start with this, Chazal say that it started with this, it didn't cover anything else. And I'm explaining to you why. Because Kol Zman, a person is wrapped up in himself, in his own ego, in his own Dalet Amos, in his own needs, in his own selfishness. So when you're wrapped up in Zich, there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the first step to Geula of Klal Yisrael, and the first step to Kabbalah Satorah, and the first step to relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is that a person takes his Koiches HaNefesh, and a person takes himself, and steps out of his own little selfish, needy world, and is able to be Meitzer Aleihem for somebody else. And as much as a person is misakin those midas, there's an equation that as much as Panim upon Dibur Hashem. That as much as you leave yourself, as much as there's a Vayetze, what's the positive say? Vayetze Alecho. As much as a person steps out of himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll step over to you. I'll leave my world and come to you. And the shteito that the Ikur is Tikkun HaMidas. And calls man a person doesn't fix his midas, he shouldn't wonder why the learning goes fair and the davening goes fair and why he doesn't feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can't feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if it's not Vayetze Alechov. And there's a lot of midas to fix. There's been Allah Chaveroi, and this Kina, and this Covid, and this Gaiva, and this Kamtsonis to do a chesed for somebody else. All that is the opposite of Eino V'libo Elias Meitzer Aleihem. That's the opposite of Vayetze. That's the opposite of stepping out of your Dalet Amos. And Chazal are telling us over here a clear equation. As much as a person is misakin himself and makes himself royu to be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly the amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Is we know the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where he died from going out of the palace and going to Daig and say, hey, come carry the brick on me. Yeah, a person says, what do you mean with that? A person becomes, what do you call a person? You get the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you fast 40 days, go to the Kodesh for 40 days, and you do something else 40 days, you do schoolers, and you go with the Kameyah, and you say Karbonis three times a day, so a person gets the Kodesh Baruch Hu, talks to them. Doesn't sound like that, yeah. A stupid thing, like schlepping somebody else's brick for them, you become Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because schlepping, because it's a lot easier to go to the Kodesh for 40 days, and to do Yehudim and Karbonis. It's a lot easier to do that. Oh, but to schlep somebody else's brick for you, you have to break yourself. You have to be Meitzer Aleihem. You have to give over your Einoi and your Liboi for them. Oy vey, that hurts. Oh, but that brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the person's life. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became what he is. It didn't become from other Zayit to get tricks. It came from a stupid thing of, yeah, helping a guy when he needs a toivet to schlep his suitcase and to do a favor when you don't want to do it. That's breaking a person. That's misaking a person himself. Is when a person is Vayetze, Kodesh Baruch Hu is also Vayetze. I say, it's the first of the Chazal. You have a psychopathic gate here.